From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bill Finn. The hunt continues for a second suspect in a weekend Kansas bar shooting that left 4 dead and 5 wounded after officers searched 2 homes in the area without finding the fugitive. According to reports, police looked Tuesday for 29-year-old Hugo Villanueva Morales, first at a duplex that's less than 1 mile away from the Tequila KC bar. Gunfire erupted at the bar early Sunday after 2 hours after Villanueva Morales got into an argument and was forced to leave. Police officer Jonathan Westbrook says police also searched a second home before determining Villanueva Morales was not there. Villanueva Morales and 23-year-old Javier Alatorre are charged with 4 counts of first-degree murder. Alatorre was arrested Sunday in Kansas City, Missouri. Police say Villanueva Morales should be considered armed and dangerous. A Springfield defense attorney has been charged with paying a witness to lie on a stand in a murder case. Reports say that 38-year-old Adam Woody was charged Friday with perjury and 2 counts of tampering with a witness during the 2016 retrial of Michael Amick. The retrial ended with Amick being acquitted in the 2008 killing of his wife's grandmother, Leona Maxine Vaughn. At issue is prisoner's testimony during a pretrial hearing that a fellow prisoner had confessed to the killing. Missouri State Highway Patrol troopers are now saying the prisoner was paid $1,000. The prisoner didn't testify during the trial. Woody's attorney, Thomas Carver, said Woody is adamant that he is innocent. Carver says the state's case is built on the word of convicted felons. Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt and Representative Vicky Hartzler are among Republicans who oppose President Donald Trump's decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. The Missouri Republicans typically side with the president, but they're asking him to rethink his decision on Syria, considering America's ties to the Syrian Kurdish fights, who've helped the U.S. fight the Islamic State. Turkey views those fighters as terrorists, and Trump's move to pull back from the area leaves them vulnerable to military onslaught. Indeed, Turkey launched airstrikes and fired artillery aimed at crushing Kurdish fighters in northern Syria after U.S. troops pulled out of the area Wednesday. Hartzler called Trump's decision to pull troops out of Syria. A newspaper's review of state records shows that Missouri taxpayers have spent $366,000 on private attorneys to defend former Governor Eric Greitens' use of a self-deleting text message app. Reports show that the bulk of the spending was by the governor's office. About $161,000 of it came after fellow Republican Mike Parson became governor, following Greitens' resignation in June 2018. A state audit in September showed the taxpayers had spent more than $200,000 before Greitens resigned to defend him in a 2017 lawsuit. It alleged that Greitens' office used the app Confide to avoid being subject to Missouri's open records laws. A judge dismissed most of the case in July, but the litigation is ongoing. Greitens resigned amid allegations of sexual misconduct and campaign violations. I'm Bill Finn, KBIA News, Columbia.